newspaper or Class D. Farmers, people from the hillside, nomads, and all kinds of people from the poorer sector. And that exists. There are other networks also. There's an increasing number of national networks that are coming in saying they want to support. Some of them are, say, 5,000, some of them are 50,000, some are 500,000. They all add up in the end. So these ones are going to be announced gradually. I'd like to, for example, announce dito, I think, special to BlogWatch. Maybe three endorsements that have become public. I think the first one is by Joey Ayala. This is this famous national singer. I think he's one of the most creative singers that we have. He has quite a national and global following. He has agreed to come out publicly. We're still drafting the press release, but since he says it's okay, I think this is one of those things. Recently, we also got the support of the Partido Kalikasan, a national network, Kenan Roy Cabonegro. They finally, it's a good friend of yours, okay? They finally announced it, that it's coming. So we're now going to have a kind of conversation with them, how we're going to move it. Because they have 17 regional chapters, and they're scattered throughout the country, and they are probably the strongest green network in politics, because there are other green networks that are theoretical and helping also that in that, no?
Ito talaga may tao, sir.
Ito may tao talaga. Dedicado, gumagalaw. And then the third one is a Northern Mindanao Network of Environment called CLEAR. And they just sent an email message. Their whole network has just decided to support. It's starting to happen. There are other groups, national organizations that are going to become public. So these are going to be announced through time. And I'm not worried. In fact, Pomelec disqualification really did us a favor. Because people who really felt something different was going to happen in 2010, whether they supported me or not, were really pissed off. They were really angry. And a lot of those that were fence-sitting have started to support us. Because now they feel that we were carrying, in a sense, the burden of new politics to the point of being willing to be disqualified just for a principle. And this is the mark. This is the mark of the government and the governance that we will be introducing. We are willing to take risks. That's why we say 100 days. One of the things that I want to really demonstrate in the first 100 days, to demonstrate political will, I'm going to get rid of corruption in the BIR and the Bureau of Customs within 100 days. People say it's impossible. I know it's possible to do it. I've dealt with the Bureau of Customs and I know how to straighten it up. And then also within the first 100 days, we're going to remove all the gross smoke belching that's happening in Metro Manila, just to demonstrate the new government. When I was driving here to BlogWatch, I couldn't believe that buses and jeepneys with clouds of black smoke are still allowed to ply in violation of law just because these people have connections with the military or the regulators. That's going to be a no-no in a government that I will install. And because at the end of the day, and this is what I mentioned in the last presidential forum, at the end of the day, we will say all of these things, but people should determine who really have the political will, who really have the political will in the track record. And then, so that they will not be surprised that in the first 100 days, there are going to be really drastic messages to demonstrate that a new political will has incarnated in this country by virtue of millions of Filipinos wanting something really different. It's not just one person. It's really, that's why one of our slogans is Tayong Lahat, Ang Magbabago ng Pilipinas. Because I totally believe that it's by mobilizing all these people with goodwill, will we be able to change this country.
Very last, sir. Paano kung dayanin this election?
Okay, at this point, we are going to be, okay, when we formalize these alliances, then we will have watchers, although they will not be party, we have no party. I'm not too worried because there's a lot of non-partisan groups, like PPCRB and others, lawyer group, DEMTE and others that are really trying to watch this thing. So, but we will have presence there and help supplement this, in this case. In that connection, Ricky, I for one have been very vocal since the very beginning that we are in danger also of having an electronic Garci. So I don't want to lull people, and this is where I separate from some presidential candidates who totally believe in the automatic elections. While I believe in the intention, we need to take a closer look of stopping the potential rapid cheating that automation can bring, especially in the way these things are summed up. In Germany and in the Netherlands, they just really basically repealed the automation law. They went back to manual counting because a high school student was able to hack into the system. So how do we prevent hacking? How do we prevent collusion? And right now there are actually active IT groups, citizens that are trying to solve this problem. Because this is the beauty of 2010. And that's why it's right for new politics, because there are so many different initiatives that you don't, as a candidate, you don't have to worry. For example, media exposure is practically virtually been free because media, including the internet media, are totally interested in voter education, responsible voting, clean elections. And so they're holding an enormous amount of forum discussions, debates that have never happened in 2004. And plus all the vote watching that's also going on. So it's like a whole, no one's orchestrating it, but it's a lot of millions of frustrated Filipinos taking into their own hands what government has failed to give them. So this is starting to happen. And this is the reason why this country is ripe, both for a political and a cultural revolution. And this is what we're going to try to bring about in May 2010.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Yes.
Is it really a question here? Is it really 7 million?
Yes, 7 million.
Yes, because some people could not believe that we could bring about 7 million immediately.
No, it's this
alliance.
Yeah, this organization.
One of the networks.
Yes, one of the networks has existed for a long time.
Okay.
They've been waiting for a presidential candidate that would really speak about their concerns and their issues. I don't know them. In fact, they approached me in a forum in Cebu and publicly announced. That's why I'm going back to Cebu to actually formalize their support. And they promised me to mobilize the Zombies Ayas Mindanao. I will name the group or this national movement when we've agreed on the terms of partnership. And this is only one of a number that's starting to happen. Yeah, so they were not created overnight. This has been in existing for a long time, and they have been frustrated, really, by the many elections that have happened. And they're waiting for the opportune moment for the emergence of a candidate that will really bring in new politics. And from their leadership, and just observing for the last several months without contacting me, they felt that I carry the brand of leadership that they were looking for.
So the more you have the more you have to protect your votes and to educate your voters.
Exactly. And so that's why the education part of it is the focus right now. And when the start of the election campaign period, the formal one, then also the strategy on how to protect votes also come in. But as I was mentioning earlier, there are a lot of people really wanting clean elections. We are also going to encourage a lot of our global supporters to come to the Philippines and observe elections. Because this is part of that effort to, you know, they're not going to interfere, but they're just going to report irregularities and to the global press so that the world is actually going to watch this election. Just like the world was watching the COMELEC decision, now we can actually allow the world to watch the election.
Watching Nicanor Perla as running for president of the presidential election. You're welcome to keep the viewers.
Okay, great. Yeah. Hi, Jane.
Hi. If you will allow, I will just try to ask and play the other side.
Sure. That's the best.
It's assuming that you are going to be elected president.
Right.
You will still have to work with a vice president who will not be from your platform. Mm-hmm. You will have to work with Congress and the Senate,
right.
And a lot of these people are still used to old politics.
Exactly.
People are going to be asking, how will you manage to overturn that and introduce your idea of new politics?
Yes.
You only have 6 years.
Yes.
What can you do in 6 years to influence them your way of thinking as well as eradicate corruption?
Okay. That's a very nice complicated question with many nuances to it. And I'll start with the first one. I mean, part of our call, and as I was explaining earlier, our message is tayong lahat ang magbabago ng Pilipinas. That means to say, it's actually mobilizing the massive sentiment of the citizenship, especially all those people who voted for me and put me into office, trying to find a way to engage them constructively in recreating a new country. That's the first thing. So what it means operationally is that we will open, the government of the Philippines is going to become one of the most transparent and accountable in the history of this country, if not the most transparent and accountable. To give a concrete example, let's say DNR. We will open up DNR to all the environmental groups. They're going to have access to all the records, transparency, so that there will be groups that have been lobbying there, advocating there. DNR has to deal with that kind of civil society. The same with education, DPWH, I mean all the different civil society watch groups is going to be open. On top of that, the budget will be placed in the internet, so it's very clear this money is going for this kind of project. So you are actually then involving Filipinos, and if the few congressmen or senators would like to stonewall such an effort, they're going to become very well known through media, because now the new government will have a lot of access to the media, its own media stations plus the mainstream plus the internet. We'll expose those who don't want to cooperate. But that's the kind of down the line. The first approach for a vice president who will be not coming from my own party is to actually have a discussion. This is the vision of the Philippines. NSF is not going to be no favoritism. This will be a government of meritocracy and so on. And if you cannot abide by that, then we will clearly define our lines. So the approach is conciliatory, trying to get them on board, but at the same time there are very clear principles that have to be done. And then the second is involve a lot of citizens, become transparent. Number three, there are a lot of laws that are not being implemented, that have to be implemented. A lot of environmental laws not being followed, a lot of anti-graft corruption laws not being followed, a lot of human rights laws that are not being followed. If you have a very strong executive, that's going to be followed. You don't need new legislation. Of course, if you need new legislation, then you're going to be dependent, but then you can create a public context for new legislation to be passed. That's what I used to do in the past when I didn't sit in government. We were able to pass some pretty important laws in this country just by advocating. We also have shaped the globalization policy of the government from the outside by mobilizing mass support from the outside. In the end, senators who are not with us, are, if they're traditional politicians, they understand the meaning of votes that they will lose when, from time and time again, they will be viewed as obstructors to the creation of a visionary country. I don't think anybody in his right mind would like to be, you know, identified with that kind of image. And then the fourth is to institutionalize. Government should not be the basis of the charisma of one person. We should really institutionalize performance, accountability, transparency, meritocracy, a genuine civil service, so that after I'm gone, there are other possibilities that can happen. So there are many ways you can deal with potential division, potential conflict. And part of my past experience is that I've helped to mediate conflict. So I'm not a confrontational person, if not necessary. I mediate first. But if people really want to stonewall, then they will have to bear the brunt of executive power in search for justice, in search for law and order.
What's your stand on the pork barrel?
I personally, and it's in my platform, I'm going to try to advocate for the abolition of the pork barrel.
Total abolition.
The pork barrel distorts the planning and the disbursement of funds, limited funds of government, towards building up a political patronage. You know, when I announced my candidacy and a lot of people approached me, I was shocked to the extent of which pork barrel really defined traditional politics. A lot of Congress people, a lot of people want to run for Congress, party list, because of the 70 or 200 percentage, 200 million that they get. And that's how they maintain their following. That's how they will keep their promises of people, personal favors of employing them. This distorts what will be the rational allocation of scarce resources of government towards a strategic vision of the country. So it's there in my platform. I'm going to advocate, because it's not in my power. It's in the legislative side. But I will develop a strong case.
How can you push for something like that when, for example, the congressmen themselves will not want to abolish corporate?
Yeah, you just have to deal with that since you're not in the congressional side. But one thing for sure will be gone is the tit for tat, you pat my back, I pat your back kind of transactional politics that we've experienced all this time. It will be in the basis of principles, clear vision, and for the good of the Filipino people. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Because Blood Watch is
a partner. Yes. Okay.
Hi. I'm sorry if I have to remind you about this, pero the COMELEC has disqualified you earlier because they say that you do not have the party, the machinery to wage a national campaign.
Right.
And one of your opponents for the presidency said that, I'm not very sure about my statistics or my figures though, but he said that you need at least 30 million to run for president. Now that you have been reinstated and you're back in the race, how do you already said that you have networks in the provinces and all, but how else do you plan to introduce yourself? You know that your opponents have had a head start since you were disqualified for a month, and they've started to have advertisements, jingles, and all of that. How do you plan to introduce yourself to a wider mass of voters?
Okay. The major strategy remains the same. It's just basically the internet, the mainstream media, or the traditional media. And we are now in the process of, in our core group, we're discussing the production of videos. VCDs, basically, that can reach out to all the barangays of the country. We intend to distribute that to all the barangays. That's actually cheap. We made a calculation that probably that will only cost less than $1 million. To do a production and a distribution of VCD introducing me to the Filipino people, because I think there's a lot of VCD players, cheap. I've seen them. I've traveled to the rural areas. There, it's surprising what's there. You have a TV, and then all of a sudden you have this cheap thing that you can play a VCD. So these non-traditional approaches, and then towards the end, okay. So we consciously wage a battle that we slow burning. We call it slow burning, and then all of a sudden it surges. That's why I have always said I don't believe, for me, survey results are not important for me now or before. They will become more important towards the end. Okay, so I don't totally discount surveys. I've been training statistics, and if it's done properly, then it totally is, you're able to totally determine. But also the way they front load the questions, and I mean, but there's one thing I want to, in that connection, I want to say to Blog Watch. I think we should ask the Filipino voters to really clearly understand that surveys, the way it's being used now, is actually an attempt to spin the 2010 elections. I think this is so important because it's a form of mind conditioning. That's why surveys are now more frequent than they were before, because some of the top people on top, they don't want to kind of lose after a month kasi walang presence. O ito, every week may lumalabas, every 10 days may survey. O, nandun pa rin siya. O, whoever that person is on top, no? The top three, whatever. It's a form of mental conditioning. Because what's really more important is what is real substance that we want to happen in this country. And this is why we're going towards the more substantive approach. And that's why I view the surveys as a kind of form of mental conditioning. And as kind of spinning. Now, towards the nearer the election time, when we have had a chance to really unravel the methodology of new politics, which I will describe shortly. That's why you understand why it's going to be like this. is very visible, and then all of a sudden it's going to start to swell and really swell, and it's going to become a formidable force, like tipping point. It's, you know, it's invisible, like an epidemic. It starts slow and then you don't see it, and all of a sudden everybody's infected. And the reason is that, and this is what I believe is the political strategy of new politics, which, by the way, now Cormelec has legitimized, because this was my argument. Yeah, this new politics approach, and they said this is a credible way to wage a national campaign. So they saw the logic of it. This is what I said. In the beginning is the vision. And that's why I was very open to primaries, because the vision and the agenda should have arisen from people's concerns, from people's passion about certain issues. And then you try to create, you listen to what the Filipino people are saying, create a vision. Now, once that's there, and we do have that, we've created our own processes, the next thing is for people to ask, who has the track record, the character, the qualifications to stand behind a vision? You may announce something like that, but where's the track record of the person? Whom would you believe more? Somebody who says there's a burning desire to end poverty only for the last few months, or somebody's been doing it for 30 to 40 years, right? Who would be more believable there, character-wise? Who would be believable in the corruption? If somebody would just all of a sudden said, ganito, out of the blue, kasi presidential candidate, or somebody who's actually risked his life to bomb threats, to sniper threats, to bullets, you know, assassination attempts, to stop corruption. Who among the two would be more credible, diba? So, once the person is there, and then the person is able to communicate to the public, whether to the internet, or to the media, or to other means, and which has been happening, then you're going to see the emergence of thousands of people who are going to identify themselves with that person. And that's also starting to happen. And then when they do that and it starts to swarm, because if you have a, you can just do the calculation, if there are thousands of people already like that and they start speaking to their immediate family and then they convince them, it starts to spread. And then before you know it, you will have the nationwide organization and the resources to wage a credible national campaign. So this has happened in the past. For example, in the case of Trillanes, somebody at zero, I mean, no funds, no organization. I think he had at most a 5 million advertising budget, and he was in jail, and he won. On a local gubernatorial level, it's happened several times. Because people, the basic reason why it's happening is that people are sick and tired of traditional politics. They don't want to vote between lesser and greater evil. They want real choices in the 2010 elections. And they've been waiting for this for a long time. And so that national desire of many Filipinos, backed up by media, internet, leveraging, projecting this desire, can also lead to a very credible national campaign. That's why it's going to be like that. That's why all of a sudden you don't see, and then all of a sudden you see. My own estimation is that February, March, I mean, I think we should start watching what happens with March. If people begin to see that I've climbed up to 5% in a credible survey, then you begin to see a real, I mean, I think people will really get scared. Because starting from zero, to 0.03%, to 0.1%, to no. But for me, because I understand that you don't create Rome in a day, you don't create a presence in one day, you just really create it through the hard process of educating people, which is facilitated by the internet and the media and direct conversations with their leaders, political leaders. So that's why I'm saying, the April surveys will be the more decisive for me. Yeah.
Since we're talking talking about money and funding already.
Yes.
I hope it's okay if you disclose.
Yeah, sure.
Like you said, Rianis had 5 million for advertising.
That's how much he spent.
Advertising alone, yeah. And your opponent, like I said earlier, said it's around 30 million to wage a national campaign.
Yeah.
How much is your fund, more or less, for this?
My own personal fund for this is 2 million.
And for you,
Two million for my own funds, and I've spent over $1 million already in that, and there are donations that are coming in from individuals here and abroad, you know, 100 pesos, $5, but this is it, diba? And then increasingly, for the first time, I won't mention names, we received a donation. Somebody is donating a whole piece of land for us to sell, and all the proceeds will go to us. I mean, this is what I'm saying, because you cannot predict how people will express their love for this country. We are fighting for the survival and the future of the country, and if people don't feel that, you know, then we're really lost as a nation. But if people start to feel that, then material possessions become secondary. They're willing to donate. In that connection, I'm going to reserve a massive announcement in a few weeks, and of course I'm going to announce it through Blog Watch, just to in connection with resources. This is totally not happened in the whole history of Philippine politics. It's a kind of surprise. It's really huge, not only monetarily large, but the way where the source of the money is coming from is so unusual and so impossible that people will say, what the hell is going on? And that's why I don't want to announce it yet until it's in black and white. But you can be sure that this model, which I stated, is not an abstraction, because we are experiencing it daily in our lives. I mean, for example, our volunteers alone, some of them are already sleeping in the headquarters. But they're full-time professionals. Can you imagine if you started to pay for their salaries? I mean, each one of them probably would have to pay, half a million or more. Some of them are even, and I mean, there's a lot of, how do you calculate volunteer time? This is what I was saying to Comelec. You cannot just count stack of money that's there. How can you calculate the passion of a person? The ideals, the sense of meaning and purpose of a person. You cannot calculate a spiritual force, because that's what's going to happen. It's a moral spiritual force is going to surface, and is surfacing in this election, because I think people are really sensing 2010, if nothing really dramatic happens here, it will be like traditional politics as usual. We're going to see basically the death of this nation.
Off-topic,
please.
Now that you will be endorsed by Zoe Ayala.